Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Almost.
Oh boy.
Guys, it's almost over.
Oh, thank God.
Literally. It's Melody.
It's Amandine.
And welcome to The Internet Made Me Do It.
Where the internet made us do it. Held us hostage. Knife to our throat. You better do it.
You better be an influencer or else.
I'm gonna get ya.
Look what I have today.
Oh, wow.
Arizona tea, baby.
I haven't seen one of those in 10 years.
They're so good, and like when I drink them, I think of high school, and like I would drink one every day in high school.
Oh, hell yeah. They were so good. 99 cents.
Yeah, they're still 99 cents too. What are you drinking?
Just a little Pamplemousse LaCroix.
Same shit, different day.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's talk about Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sick. Let's do it. So, it's the end of my work day. It's like 15 minutes until I'm done with work, and I see some fucking little twerp comments on my Instagram. Let me read it verbatim. He comments on the most recent Instagram post of me. I don't post that many selfies of myself in comparison to my art, and it's just a picture of me bust up, my hands in there, because I love to pose with my hand. Mm-hmm. We've all done it for like 10 years.
Hell yeah.
And some rando, he doesn't even follow me, writes, just gotta show off those totally neat epic artsy e-goyle tattoos, right?
Ugh.
It shows two of my tattoos. One of them is a tooth, and one of them is an envelope that you can barely even see. Mind you, I have a lot more tattoos than that. Just like,
I hate this person. I hate this person. When Amanda showed me it, she texted it to me, and I was like, I'm going to kill him. And I commented on it, and I said, you're terrifying, LMAO.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? How did this guy find me? I looked to see who he was following, to see if we were following any of the same people. And he doesn't follow anybody who I follow. So I was like, where did this fucker come from? And why is he trying to start a fight with me?
Did you have tags on your picture?
Nope. The caption was just, hello, with the chipmunk emoji.
I hate him so much. Anyway, so you commented back.
I commented back and I said, who the hell are you? And I took a screenshot. I first sent it to Adam. I was like, look, someone's trying to be mean to me on the internet. Then I sent it to Melanie and, you know, she just said her piece. But I was like, what the fuck? And yeah, he looks like a total like Werpmeister 5000. And so the thing about me is I love to tattletale. So I went through his tagged pictures and there is a lot of him with this girl. And I'm like, I'm going to tell her. I'm gonna tell her that this person's mean. And I could not tell if it was like siblings or a friend or whatever the fuck. Girlfriend? I don't know. So I messaged her.
I hope she writes back during the pod.
Dude, me too. That would be so fucking funny. I messaged her and I said, hey, I'm not sure who this guy is to you, but I noticed you have a lot of pictures together. I thought I'd let someone know that he thinks it's cool to be rude to random fans online with a little shrug emoji. I don't know how he found me or why he felt the need to be rude, but I hope he's not this way to you or any of your friends. And I sent her a screenshot of what he said. He could have been way worse and way more mean, but it's kind of like, if I had a friend who was going around and just being a dick to random people online, I would want to know so I can be like, dude, what the fuck is up with you? And also probably not associate myself with somebody immature and mean. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my feelings are not hurt at all. But I do think it's really laughable and stupid because I don't remember the last time someone tried to like fight me online.
Like, troll you.
Yeah. And also like, I don't know what about a tooth is e-girl or dude, I'm 28. I don't think you can be 28 and an e-girl unless you're like, I don't know, a streamer.
I'm so mad.
Or your job is to be an influencer. But yeah,
I get too emotionally invested in stuff like that when it happens. I get so mad, more so for like when it happens to my friends, because, like, I've been on the internet since I was, like, 15, like, on Blog TV, people called me like a fucking clown and a troll and fat and stupid. You know, like everything that a young girl like doesn't want to hear. So like, I have pretty thick skin, but I'm also very sensitive. It's a weird thing. But mostly I just get so mad if like people are mean to my friends. And I get mad at the fact, because I pride myself on being a very nice person. I know I just said I hate this person, but it's because of how mean he was.
Yeah.
I hate when people are so mean, because I'm like, I would never treat someone like that. Like, when people are mean to me on the plane, I'm like, it makes me so mad, because I'm like, why are you the way you are? Like,
yeah,
what happened in life? So lately I've just been trying to be like, I'm so glad I never have to see you again. And I'm also glad that yeah. I don't have to like sleep in the same bed as you, because I would KMS.
Yeah, for real. I know. It's so funny. I sent it to like my group chat, because after I messaged the girl, and then my friend Chantel commented, I don't know if he could see or if anyone could see, because I blocked him afterward, because I'm like, I'm not going to entertain this man, this little boy. Chantel also commented and said, she tagged him and said, you're just being a whole ass misogynist online in the year 2020, huh? Which is like, yeah, why?
He kind of looks like the type of guy who Amanda is his dream partner.
And like, I know, he knows he can't right? have her,
so he's like gonna be, he's like that kind of guy, like that has been like shut down by so many, I'm doing air quotes, e-girls. Mm-hmm. And he like hates women now, and he probably says like m'lady.
Yeah, also I'm like, I wonder what the motive behind that is, and like, are you fucking sad? Like, do you want me to feel bad? Because I own a house, I'm in a long-term relationship, I have big fat fucking titties, and I'm prettier than
and
you,
a dump, so Trump, I don't know. Ass.
Don't I got a dump truck fucking ass.
Mrs. Incredible looking ass.
Damn, I fucking wish. Dude,
she's so hot.
Who let her be so like?
They always give the moms a dump truck.
Everyone on Pixar has mommy issues. They have like an Oedipus complex where they just want to fuck their yeah. moms.
Disney, ew. We got a bone to pick with you.
We gotta figure out what the fuck is up with hot moms, huh?
Hot moms. Are iconic.
Yeah, they are.
Anyways.
So we hate men.
We hate them. If you couldn't gather from the show. Oh my god, that reminds me. This girl made a TikTok, and I don't know what the song was. Oh, it's that How Bizarre trend that's going on. Where you use that. And she's like, me looking for gum in my boyfriend's glove box and finding condoms. And then the next one was like, me having a latex allergy, so I know... like, we can't use them. And I was like, how bizarre. And I was like, why do men exist? I commented that on her thing. And this person said, you wouldn't even be here today if men didn't exist. I said, oh my god, really? I didn't know that. I hate. And like, I know. Okay, first off, I didn't ask to be here. Second off.
I know. Bold of you to assume that I love being alive. I want
to be here. Second. What a stupid... Men are not funny. Like, they never get jokes. And it's like, do I have to say not all men? I don't think any men listen to our fucking podcast, but except like good
if
ones.
They do.
Like ones that like get our humor.
Yeah, true. Like, come on. Shit pisses me off, man. Yeah. I fucking hate it.
You know what else we hate? 2020. But we just wanted to do like a wrap up of 2020, because... what an insane fucking year. Holy shit. And I know we think of 2020 and you like cringe because it was honestly the worst year of my existence, but also one of the best years for me as a person, which is just so insane. So we're going to get all into it right now. Let's go January, February. Butterflies and rainbows. We're watching the Academy Awards. And I'm loving my life. March rolls around. I go, and then, you know, coronavirus starts popping up. And you're like, whatever, it'll go away. Like, I think we all thought that, you know. Because, you know, the media loves to overplay things. And I do think some stuff is overplayed just to scare us. But that's another episode we can get into, sweeties. But, you know, I'm just living my best life. All my friends and I go to New Orleans for my birthday. And I'm so selfish and I love my birthday. So thank God I got to celebrate my birthday doing something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Seth and I get first class on the way back to LA and we're like, that's really weird because people start not flying. And literally like the week after we got back, like that's when shit hit the fan. Like I would say March 17th. Like that just like a thing in my head. I remember we got back from New Orleans and we went to Trader Joe's like we normally do. And the line was insane. I was like, what's happening? It was like in those end of the world movies where people are just pushing people down, stealing stuff, running out of the store. I was like, what is happening? I'm so scared. I still was like, oh, I'm not scared. Like, I'm going to still live my life. I'm going to still do stuff, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then I was kicked in the ass and knew that that was a stupid thought. So then I was like getting serious about it. And then, you know, couldn't find toilet paper for a long time. I had to like go to my parents' house to get some because they like always have a lot because of Dave's Shop at Sam's Club and all that good stuff. But then like I remember going to Target by my parents' house and this guy walked out with a, like one of those the blue like disposable masks. And I was like, do you need a mask to go in? And he was like, yeah. They just got some at CVS. Like, I would go over there quick. I was like, what the fuck is happening? And they only let me, like, buy two. And it was just... And then, obviously, quarantine. And I'm not gonna lie. The beginning of quarantine was fucking fun. I won't lie. Did you have fun?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I did. The whipped coffee.
Fuck yeah.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say that TikTok is the MVP of 2020. If we didn't have TikTok
is employee of the year.
If we didn't have TikTok,
yeah.
And fucking Orange Man tried to take it away from us.
Oh my. Like what? Like 3-4 times?
Someone was saying how he tried to probably take it away because like you can't put like political ads on TikTok. And like everyone on TikTok, you know, most TikTok like does not like Trump. And it's like mostly liberal people. I mean, I know there's like the conservative side of TikTok. But like, you know, it's just like. Gen Z and TikTok are the MVPs of 2020. Like, I'm just shook at, yeah, they're just, like, fucking rally, so that's why he tried to take it away. But, like, yeah, the beginning of quarantine for me was fun. Like, Seth and I had this routine of going on a walk with Jack every day, like, a really long walk through the neighborhood. Like, you see so many of your neighbors that you've never seen. Making different kinds of foods, watching Tiger King. I watched all of the Avenger movies this year, Marvel movies. I've never watched except Black Panther, and I was like, wow, these are so good. How was the beginning of quarantine for you, or the beginning of the year?
Well, it was interesting because I worked in an office building with a bunch of people, and we would talk about, like, the coronavirus because it was mostly, like, you know, still in China. And I'm a hypochondriac, so I really try to not pay attention to it and, you know, like, freak the fuck out. But some people were, like, coughing a little bit and it made me nervous. And somebody who I worked with was actually, like, indirectly exposed to, like, one of the first people who had COVID in Oregon, like, officially. So they were working from home. And then my job was, like, we're gonna test the ability to work from home. So for like 2 weeks, if like I was asked if I wanted to work from home, and I was like, fuck yeah, because I had to pay for parking all the time, wake up at like 4:30 in the morning to get to work. I was like, I'm gonna work from home. That would be my dream. So I got my stuff all packed up. I was really excited. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna work from home. It was only supposed to be for 2 weeks, and I have not gone back since. And now like everybody is working from home pretty much. I think there may be some people who are still in an office who cannot work from home for whatever reason, but I've been home since March 10th. It's like absolutely insane. And right before then, Adam actually was at Disneyland. I think he went to Disneyland at the end of February, beginning of March. And I was like, you're really gonna go? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay. But everything was fine. He didn't get sick. And I told him, I was like texting him when he was on the way home. I'm like, when you get home, you have to take off all your clothes, throw them directly into the washing machine, and you have to take the hottest shower of your life. And he's like, you're overreacting. You can't be like this. And I was like, I'm not taking any risks. Because at that time, you know, it was like no cases and no biggie. And then suddenly, like, it was.
Like in Seattle.
And
Like, Seattle was, like, the first place in America that got, like, hit hard. You're, like, looking up, you're like, hey.
Yeah. And Cody actually went to Seattle around that time, too, which was interesting. I was like, I would never, but go off. Cody is our old roommate. And
they have a young one now.
What? You said Cody's our old roommate, and I said they have a young one now.
His name is Old Man Maurice. I mean, wait.
Oh, shush.
Never mind. God damn it. Anyway, so in the beginning of the year, I actually had plane tickets to go visit my brother and sister-in-law and my niece for the first time in April. And so March, you know, was around, and I was talking with my parents, and I'm like, are we gonna go? Because it was like a month out. It was like at the end of April we were supposed to go. And we're like, we'll see. And then, you know, we're like, you know what, we're going to cancel this. And then I actually was going to go see Hayley Williams in Seattle at the end of May. And I was like, hopefully COVID will be over by then.
If only we weren't such stupid baby idiots.
I know. I had no fucking idea. But yeah. And I can't believe we've been at this since, like, March, at least. I mean, like, the first, like, confirmed case in the United States was last November.
I know. Happy birthday, Rona.
You stupid fucking bitch.
Well, yeah, I just read this news article, too. It was, like, the CDC was, like, going through blood donations from the Red Cross, and they found antibodies in some of the blood from December 2019, so that means it was, like, before November, fucking COVID was here, and it's like,
yeah,
what if COVID has always been here, and now it's just, we're just calling this?
In some way, it has.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, different strains of COVID, but this one is just like, I'm gonna get you.
This is 19-year-old COVID.
Yeah, she's barely legal and ready to fuck shit up.
Barely legal teen gets rammed by... Anyways.
No!
Barely legal teen fucks the entire world. Yeah. Busty legal teen.
Oh my god.
Okay, I gotta stop. Can't believe that this could have been, like, shit could have been better if Trump and the whole administration, they were like, all right, let's shut down everything for 2 weeks. Hardcore, like, New Zealand, hey, you guys have seen those New Zealand TikToks in Australia? They're at fucking raves and I want to die. And Australia, like, just stopped wearing masks and they said it's, like, so weird. But, like, if we would have shut down, like, domestic flying. By the way, I have never stopped working during this whole pandemic. I've worked the entire time. It's been insane the way my job is now. Like, people complain that we hand them a fucking bag of a little water, Cheez-Its, and a cookie. They're like, this is all we get. I'm like, we're in a fucking pandemic. You shouldn't even be flying anyways. And the way that Trump knew that it was bad and didn't want to, like, instill fear. Like, what kind of leader is that? Like, I just don't. You shouldn't, you could be serious and not instill fear at the same time. Like, he could have been like, you guys, this is a very serious virus and we need to get it under control. I just could never imagine him saying that. But, well, I just saw this TikTok of Biden. He doesn't want to do a mandatory mask mandate for everyone. I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a mistake.
Yeah. I'm ready to fucking take that vaccine. God. That's all I know.
I know, dude. I'm gonna take it. Like, as soon as I see that it's good and it's working, shit, I'm ready.
You follow my friend Mia, right?
Yeah.
Did you see her poll? She was like, will you take the vaccine if it's not vegan / has been tested on animals? I was like, fuck yeah, I will.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking idiot. Like,
I know.
I'm sorry, but... I know. I am the opposite of an anti-vaxxer. I will take it if it has fucking hot Cheeto dust in it. And they said it works. Like, I will take it. Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, my job's 100% going to make me. Because, like, in the second day of our training to be a flight attendant, we all had to, like, line up and get a yellow fever vaccine. And I was like, what? Oh. I had no idea. And we just had to, like, walk in. They're like, here you go. I was, like, so scared. But I know they're going to make us, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, it's crazy because, like, okay, so COVID obviously is, like, the biggest thing that took over everyone's lives. And then, unfortunately, the Black Lives Matter movement had to be reinstalled, I guess.
All the protests, I feel like people really fucking came together this year for sure. I mean, people have been fighting for a really long fucking time.
Yeah.
But holy hell, the protests.
Yeah, I could cry thinking about it. Like, George Floyd, like, ugh. The fact that, like, it took people to see that video and be like, okay, maybe there is a problem with police brutality against Black people. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, because you actually saw a person losing their life and their breath. Like, okay.
So fucked.
And, like, but, I mean, I'm obviously not glad it happened, but I'm glad something sparked people to be like, this is a problem. And also, I want to talk about how I wish people would look at Twitter more, because I feel like that's where, like, the real videos get posted. Like, not Fox News, not CNN, not MSNBC, like, the people that are, like, out on the street filming it on their iPhone of a cop just, like, going up to someone and, like, pushing them down and, like, hitting them. Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry, but I'm ACAB till I die. I'm sorry about it. I am also not an idiot, and I know that not all cops are bad cops. But if you stand there and you are, like...
You don't intervene and you let the shit happen.
Yeah, and, like, also silence is violence. Like, if you don't stand up against, like, your fellow coworkers and say, this shit cannot fly anymore. I get it's obviously, especially this year, like, you can't just quit your job during a pandemic and, like, not be able to support your family. I get that. But if you're not making active steps to, like, make the police force a better place, like, then you're just as, like, guilty as the people that are killing these innocent people. And it's just like, I wish the phrase defund the police didn't come before, like, we need reform. Because when you hear defund, you think, oh, you want to, like, literally take away all their money and get rid of police. No, that's not what we're saying. We want a complete reform. Like, police are way too overworked. They're literally, like, will answer a traffic call and then have to go to a domestic violence case. Like, that's way too much for, like, a person to do. There should be traffic cops. There should be domestic violence cops. There should be, you know, like, all these other things. And a cop should just be brought along, like, with a social worker to like, case it, like, domestic violence cases. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah. And, like, seriously, the amount of training that they have to do, I literally went to cosmetology school for longer than a police.
Dude, yeah.
You know, learn to be a cop. It's really fucked. And I mean, like, I have never been around a cop and felt safe.
No.
And I'm, like,
a white.
The epitome of privilege, you know? Yeah. It just seems like they love to intimidate, and it's like, oh, God. It just, lack of empathy, for real.
They're either, like, high school bullies, or they're the people that got bullied, and now they're like, I want to bully people. Like,
I know.
And, like, one time, I remember one time I was driving home from Becky's house, like, in high school or, like, right outside of high school. And I was just, like, driving along the road. And all of a sudden, I see this cop behind me. I'm like, okay. I get so scared. So I'm, like, going the exact speed limit, like, put on cruise control. So it's, like, the exact speed. 10 and 2. My phone's, like, away. Maybe it follows me for, like, 2 minutes and then turns his lights on. I'm like, what the hell? And so I pull over. And it's, like, this young cop and then another young cop. And the other one's, like, walking around on my passenger side. And he walks around. I'm like, hi. He's like, where are you going? Home. I was like, what's up? And he's like, I'm just seeing what you're doing. You're free to go.
Ew.
I'm like, you know what you're doing. And it's so creepy. But anyways, I have no reason to be scared.
Scared about getting a ticket and having to spend a bunch of money for no fucking
reason. I ain't got no money. But yeah, like, so this year really just brought that back up. And I think it clicked in a lot of people's heads, which I'm so grateful for. And, like, I saw a lot of change for sure, but, like, definitely not enough. Because, like, look at Breonna Taylor's case. Like,
one cop got arrested, but it wasn't even for her murder. It was for, like, potential harm to, like, other people for, like, the misfiring. What the hell?
I know. I know. Damn, dude. Damn. Shit's so fucked.
I know. It is so fucked. And, like, I didn't even give a fuck about COVID. I was like, yes, you protest. Wear your mask. And, like, here's my thing.
Yeah.
People that are like, why do they have to riot and loot? Okay, so here's my thing. Y'all were mad when Colin Kaepernick took a knee when he was peacefully protesting, saying that wasn't respectful. So what do you expect people to do once you back them into a corner? You yeah, just expect them to, right? like, roll over and submit? Like, no, they're going to fucking lash out. They're going to, like, break shit to get your attention. I'm sorry. I just...
Yeah, it's sometimes the only way to be heard is by being like, I'm fucking angry, so... Yeah. Obviously, anything else that I'm doing isn't going to...
Like, obviously, there's a line. Like, I saw some videos of, like, this random woman just walking down the street and, like, protesters, like, shoved her and stuff. And it's like, dude, how does that prove your point? But I...
Yeah, or the people who are using it as an excuse to just, like, shoplift. Oh, yeah. I'm like, you're... It's this horrible. Is not towards the movement at all. You're just a piece of shit. So...
So that happened. And then, obviously, a fucking election. The most important election... In my lifetime so far, I would say. And we fucking won, bitch. I remember. I think we talked about this in one of the episodes. So I don't know. Actually, maybe we should. Well, we don't have time to go in order. Anyways.
We're just gonna.
We just love going out of order. I remember a physical feeling of, like, relief when it was announced. What about you?
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen that way because it's like there's nothing, like when the numbers were so close, I was like, there's no way that Trump's going to win, so I'm going to be relieved. Adam's like, I'm not going to say anything yet, and I'm like, okay, I won't say anything yet either, but this is how I feel. I felt so much relief because it's like, oh, thank God, never have to... hear about this dumb fucking idiot again. We only have to hear about the stupid shit that Biden does that's gonna not be as bad as anything that Trump says or does, hopefully. But, oh man. Yeah.
And then the next day, Alex Trebek died. And my heart was literally shattered. Like, y'all don't understand, I love Alex Trebek. I love Jeopardy so much. And I'm just glad that, like, his family knew it was happening because he had pancreatic cancer. And so his family, like, got time with him. Fuck it. Oh, my God. We didn't even talk about Kobe Bryant. He held the key to happiness in the world, I think. And then when his soul left, the world went to shit.
That happened this year.
I know. And the Australia wildfires were in January.
Yeah.
And then February was when Kobe died, and it was so sad. Holy fuck. I was, like, 10 miles away from where it happened. I was, like, it was so, like, living in LA was just so different because, like, there was just, like, such a heaviness in the world. Like, no one was talking, but, like, everyone had their jerseys on everywhere you went. It was, like, really sad. Yeah. Chadwick Boseman died. That was really fucking sad because no one knew he had cancer. I know. I'm so sorry. This is such a bummer. We're going to talk about the good things that happened. Like Tiger King.
Dude,
you still haven't seen it.
I did not watch Tiger King.
Yeah, she still hasn't seen it.
I haven't.
You have to. That should be your wrap up. But yeah, so then quarantine from like March, April, May, June. I would say till like May, June, I was like, this is cool. Like, more time at home, blah, blah, blah. Seth and I really had to, like, figure out, like, a good ebb and flow to our relationship because it was, like, he is such an introvert and he gets, like, his energy filled by being alone and I'm the opposite. I'm like, I need to be around people. So it was, like, really hard for me. Why are you laughing?
Because I can imagine because I'm so introverted and I love my alone time.
Picture me like twitching in the corner.
You're like, hello.
Love me. You don't love me because you're not paying attention to me. It's like so bad. Still trying to work on that. But, and like, Becky, like, she is a nanny and the people that she nannies for
her, both of her parents are like so sick. So obviously they don't want Becky to be hanging out with people that could potentially, you know, so like I've had to get, I get a COVID test done after every single trip that I go on because thank God my job gives like rapid tests for free, which how the fuck aren't rapid tests free for everyone, but that's another story. So it's like, I didn't get to hang out with her and it's like, I don't really have that many other friends here. So it's just like hard to navigate that, but I've definitely gotten better at being alone for sure. I'm just still, I'll always be just like a person that like loves like quality time with my friends and family. That's another thing. I did like visit my parents more this year, but then like when the whole Black Lives Matter movement came back around and I saw that my parents are like pretty big conspiracy theorists and not like the fun kind. I like not like, oh, Bigfoot. Like they're like, oh, the vaccine is gonna kill us and it's the mark of the beast. Anyways.
Wow.
So that's definitely been something I've had to learn. I have so much more to say, but I'm talking too much, so.
I've talked to some people about this before, about quarantine and COVID and the panic that everybody is feeling. In a way, it is extremely comforting to know that people are on the same level of panic as me.
Totally.
Because I, you know, I have an anxiety disorder. Like I said, I'm a hypochondriac. I'm like pretty recovered in my hypochondriacism because I had some really good therapy with that, but it's good to know. Well, it's not good to know, but it felt comforting that other people were also worried about this thing that can kill you. It makes me feel more sound in my anxieties instead of it feeling really irrational. It also, in the beginning, was very, very good for my burnout because I was like, I'm working, but I don't have to be around a bunch of people and make small talk because that really burns me out and makes me like grumpy as hell. So it felt good to be home. I'm like, oh yeah, I get to spend some more time like in my house with Adam and my dog. How nice. But currently, right now, I'm extremely burnt out because everybody else on the planet is so burnt out mentally from, you know, the weight of COVID and, you know, small businesses shutting down. Even though I had a job and still have had a job throughout this whole thing, so many people are struggling with not only unemployment, but now since like the COVID rates are so high, I talked to a lot of people about COVID testing and people who are testing positive. I have spoken with so many people who have had COVID like on the phone and it is scary. Like they sound like absolute garbage. It's really scary. It's nothing that I've like ever heard before. They just sound like they can't fucking breathe and they just sound so miserable and it's scary. But so right now I'm really burnt out, but in the beginning it was like kind of fun and I get a, you know, I have saved so much money throughout this whole time because there was so much. I wasn't, you know, like buying lunch on my lunch break or paying for parking at my job or going out and shopping a bunch. So that's been really good to like help my savings and stuff. But yeah, it's insane. And like I said in the beginning, I was going to meet my niece for the first time. She's one now. I haven't met her yet. So that's really weird. I don't know when I'm ever going to like see my parents again because my mom is really high risk. Let's see. Oh yeah, in the beginning, my mom actually like, we talked about buying masks for the airplane when we were going to go visit my brother and sister-in-law because my mom just has masks all the time to wear on the plane that she's been doing that for years because her immune system is so fucked. So she bought me some masks before other people started buying masks and it became like mandatory. And I don't know. It was weird. And just like not really seeing an end.
I know.
And even like this in the summertime, I was like, oh shit, we'll get better. And now it's like so bad. I'm like, oh my God. I know that there are people who are like out and socializing who are being safe, but then there are other people who are just not and they're like lying. Yeah. That's what like drives me nuts. And they're like, I need to have Thanksgiving with my family. I'm like, do you? Do you? Because I haven't, like, spent holidays with my family in years, and I'm alive and fine. Yeah. And I feel, like, really lucky in a way, too, because, like, almost all my friends are long distance, so I'm like, okay, it's not that different, like, communicating with my friends, but yeah. I know that I could have it, like, a bunch worse, but yeah, it's just, like, I'm ready to go out to a restaurant again someday. I can wait for as long as I need to, but I mean, check in on me when we're able to actually go outside and be a little normal again, because I'm probably going to be like...
I know, that's what I'm scared of, like, when they say, like, okay, you don't have to wear your mask anymore. I'm going to be like, okay, are you sure? I can put lipstick on?
Yeah. I'm going to keep this on. I know that when I'm going to feel sick in the future that I'm going to wear a mask.
Yeah, like, it's why isn't that a thing? Japan. Yeah, like, if you have a cold and you need to go out, like, put a fucking mask on. I hope people do that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will, but... And I also hope, like, once this is over, because it will be, like, we have to know that it will be over.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we all aren't scared, and I hope we just have a fucking rager. Can you imagine how fun concerts are gonna be? They're gonna be so fun. We're gonna be shaking our titties, we're gonna be shaking our asses, we're gonna be taking our tops off and swinging them.
It's gonna be so good,
because the musicians are gonna be so fucking stoked to be, like, out again. I was supposed to go to Bonnaroo in June, and they're like, okay, we're postponing it to September. I was like, okay. And I was like, we sold our tickets, because we were like, we need the money now, obviously, like, all my friends, and, like, good thing we did, because obviously it didn't happen, but yeah, like, I want to go see a movie. Oh my God, I want to sit in a movie theater so bad, and, like,
I know,
eat popcorn. And I actually went to a restaurant when dining out opened up again in LA, and our server had, like, the face shield and a mask on, and Seth and I were like, okay, we're not doing this ever again. This is so sad. And I get, like, he obviously wouldn't be working if he didn't, like, need the money. So I'm happy to, like, be there. But also, like, just, like, order takeout from your favorite small restaurant. And also, a thing that I'm realizing, like, don't order on Postmates. Like, call directly to the restaurant so they get 100% of the proceeds. Because Postmates gets, like, 1/3. But then I feel bad because I'm like, what about the Postmates drivers? It's like,
I know,
everyone is struggling. It's awful. And I'm so thankful that both Seth and I got, like, have our jobs. Like, Seth's working from home, and, like, he's actually, like, making more money now that he's working from home, so that's been really nice. But, like, my airline was one of, like, the only airlines that didn't have to, like, lay off anyone, so it's fucking insane. But
yeah, I know.
I actually made a list in the beginning of 2020 of my 2020 goals, and I have it here, and I'm reading over them, and I'm like, wait, I kind of did a lot of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my first one was start therapy, and I actually just had my first therapy session December 2nd.
Thank you.
And it was, like, I was, like, really nervous, but I'm, as you guys can tell from this podcast, I'm such a fucking open book. Like, I was just laying it out to her. I was like, do you care if I meant? All right, here's the story of my childhood. And I was just telling her stuff, and she told me I was very introspective and that I seemed to know myself a lot. So that was really nice. And I was like, thank you, Queen. Yeah. So that was cool. I don't know how it's going to go because, you know, I only had one session. My next one's in, like, 2 weeks, but. We'll see. My next one was work out more, and I did do, like, a lot of yoga. I know you did a lot of yoga this year, too. And it's just, like, it was so nice, like, in the beginning of quarantine to, like, do that. And I was, like, doing, like, a lot of at-home workouts. And, like, I work out to just, like, be strong. Like, I don't have, like, any goal or anything. And I just bought a Peloton bike. And it's so fun. So I did that one, I guess. And then my next one was make a really good vegan mac and cheese. And I did do that in the beginning of this year. I wasn't even fucking in quarantine yet. And I did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. This is funny. Go to at least 5 new countries.
Oh.
Because, Like, the last 2 years, I haven't gone out of the country at all. And I know you're like, oh, aren't you sad? But, like, it's my job. Like, why? Like, yeah. I should go and get paid to do it. So I planned to, like, go to, like, Germany, Japan, like, Greece, like, all these places. And I fucking have been to Ohio.
That's basically where
nothing wrong with Ohioans.
Yeah.
My next one was get a new job, question mark. That didn't happen. And then my next one was learn to love current job. And I don't love it, but I definitely, like, am so thankful for it. So I guess in a way, like, I do love that I have a job. So that's cool.
Yeah.
My next one was stop comparing your relationship / yourself. And I feel like I've done a good job. I have this weird thing where, like, if I see a video of, like, a guy bringing his girlfriend flowers on TikTok, I'm like, why doesn't Seth do that for me? What the fuck's my problem? Like, and I guess that's probably normal, but, like, yeah. He does bring me flowers sometimes, or he does something else that's, like, so nice that maybe that guy doesn't do for his girlfriend, you know? So it's like, and comparing yourself, like, that's another thing I've gotten out of this fucking pandemic. Not like there's anything wrong with, like, wearing a lot of makeup, but for me, I would not leave the house without, like, a beat fucking face, like, foundation, everything. And this year, like, yeah. I feel like we all are in the same thing, like, not wearing makeup for months. And, like, I have never thought that, like, I've looked prettier before than now. Like, I feel like I just, like, finally, like, am in my own, like, how I want to look, how I want to dress, how I want to do my makeup, how I want to do my hair. And it's, like, that's cool that happened. Because I'm almost 30, and, like, I can't wait to be 30, if I'm being honest. Like, I just feel like 30 is, like, the new 20. That's what they all say. I'm like, right? Right? It's the new 20, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so, I guess I have done that. Stop nagging. Haven't learned that yet. So, please pray for me, girlies. this one is interesting, and I think Amanda and I will do a whole episode on this. But it says, find a home church. And the kind of, like, opposite of that happened for me. Like, I absolutely am repulsed by church right now. Basically, I'll talk about this in another episode, but I have really just broken down my whole relationship with God this year, and I'm currently building it back up, but I'll save that for another time. My next one is read one book a month, and I have done that. I have read so much. I haven't read this much in so long. I absolutely love reading. I encourage everyone to read. Get back into it. Find what you like. I can't wait to count how many books I've read this year. Next one is take a class with Seth. That obviously has not happened. I put cooking, boxing, or language. I really want to learn another language. That hasn't happened. So maybe we'll do a cooking class online or something. Explore Southern California more. That's funny. I kind of did. I went to Malibu. Seth and I would go to Malibu a lot during quarantine because we would just, like, pull our car over on the side of the road and, like, make a little picnic and sit in our car. Or, like, we know this, like, secluded area of the beach that no one was at. And if people were, they were, like, 20 feet, 100 feet, some kind of feet away from us.
Yeah.
And then, like, we went to Joshua Tree for Halloween. We just went on this, like, cool hike. So I guess I have. Pay off credit card. I fucking did that.
Hell yeah, dude.
I put money back on it, but it's not, like, a lot. So don't get mad.
Yeah.
My next one is in all bold capital letters. It says relax. And I guess in some ways I have. But I just mean, like, I get so fucking stressed over what? Nothing. There's nothing to be stressed about in my life. I have it so good compared to so many people. Of course, like, my struggles aren't invalid because other people have it worse than me. But I just need to learn to fucking stop saying the phrase, like, I'm so stressed. Because I'm actually not. I'm just, like, saying that for word vomit. I don't know. So I guess I have done that. And my last one was to write. And I did not do that, unfortunately, when I could have been fucking busting out books, poems, songs this whole year. Writing is one of the scariest things to me because it's so vulnerable and I'm really bad at it, I think. But I know that if I practice more, I would get good at it. So I guess writing is what I need to do. and go to countries next month or next year.
Well, next month is next year.
Mind blown.
That was my list. Wow. I thought it was pretty interesting that, like, I actually did a lot of that stuff, but, like, didn't mean to in some of the ways. What have you learned about yourself or others this year?
Well, I made it a point to paint every single day. I made this goal, like, in January, and I have painted or drawn almost every single day because I'm like, I want to get really good at this. Mm-hmm. And it makes me happy to do. So I'm working from home. I have all the time in the fucking world. Actually, this year was actually really good for me as a person, unfortunately, because taking up yoga was really good. I'm like the most flexible I've ever been in my whole entire life.
Hell yeah.
I love it. I fucking love it. I feel like I've chilled out a lot as a person. I mean, I'm still, like, a little bit aggro, because, like, I come from East Coast Italian family, like, it's just, like, in my blood.
And she's a Scorpio. But,
yeah, and I'm a Scorpio. Sting!
And a four!
Sting! And a four, oh my god, moody and broody. oh, this is weird, for my Myers-Briggs, which I don't really care about too much, but for years and years and years, I was an INFJ, and now I'm an INFP, which is, like, an even more sensitive baby, which is funny, but it's been really good for me to, like, not be around other people because it's been a relief for me and my body image because nobody else is seeing me. So I don't have to feel like anybody else is looking at me or, like, judging the way that I look or making comments about, like, if I've gained weight or lost weight or if I look a certain way, I can cut my hair and nobody's gonna be like, oh, I like your hair. Because it's really exhausting to, like, deal with that. Especially in a workplace. I like your shirt. Where'd you get that? Where's this? Where's that? I'm like, no, stop looking at me as a physical person. I hate it. So it's been really good to have a break in that way. And all the time that I've had here, I've been, like, successful with being vegan, which is good. Like, I'm like, where's my cystic acne? Oh, it's because I did the research to get the right vitamins. Yeah. And all that other stuff. So, I don't know. And then starting, like, a little business, it's been, like, really good for me as a person and my growth, which has been really cool. I'm trying to think if there are, like, any...
We started this fucking podcast this year. I just thought of that.
Fucking idiots.
Dude, we've been talking about this for, like, a year or so.
A long time.
And we
time.
Were like, yeah. What better time than now, am I right?
Yeah. Like, let's just fucking do it. Oh, yeah. It's been cool because, like, now I know how to, I've, like, been well-versed with, like, this equipment and program and software and shit. So I'm like, I can, like, make a podcast. That's cool. I did go into this year thinking this is the year that I'm gonna, like, actually do some, like, outdoor summery stuff. I'm gonna, like, go to, like, a river and go hiking and all this stuff. I'm not gonna get tattooed this summer, so I can actually, like, go into water and
nope.
I stayed inside. I just didn't fucking go anywhere because everyone's always going to, like, I don't know, the nudie beach or whatever. I wanted to go to the nudie beach this year and I didn't.
Yeah, there's always next year. I was thinking, like, maybe, like, all this time alone, like, maybe, like, when we are out, it will, like, make you appreciate people more. Like,
yeah,
like, I can't
sure.
wait to, like, talk to strangers at a bar again. Or, like, just fucking, like, hug randos. Like,
I know.
I love it. I just can't wait. I hope we all, like, come out of this remembering how shitty it was and, like, we just come out of it, like, with love. And I know that's not going to happen, but I hope it happens for most people that we, like, never forget this year and, like, the things it taught us about ourselves and, like, other people and, like, how to treat people with kindness. Because we're all on this fucking rock that's floating in the universe. Like, why are we choosing, like, the guy that fucking wrote that on your Instagram, he knew, like, it would, like, hurt your feelings. Like, that's an, like, what is his purpose? Like, obviously he's hurting or something. I don't fucking know. But, like, why would you choose to, like, hurt people when we have such limited time here? I don't know. Whatever.
I really don't know. And, like, I know that I was talking about earlier about being an introvert, but I, like, can't wait to, like, see people again and, like, my friends again and just, like, shoot the shit IRL. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, it'll be cool. Yeah, it was really weird because when Cody still lived with us, Cody moved out this summer and he lives with his girlfriend, which is really cute. But she had come over a couple of times and it was so weird to see another person, but I was so excited to see another person that I knew. I'm like, holy shit! Whoa! The world's on fucking fire! What's up, dude? Yeah, it's weird. I think, like, I know Adam's really excited to be able to, like, go out to a restaurant and go out to eat and, we'll eventually, I think, you know, like, when numbers are, like, down, probably go on, like, a small vacation to, like, a cabin or a beach house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in Oregon. Because that would be so nice. I've taken so much time off of work, but, like, stayed at my home. So, it's, like, I haven't really taken time off at all. I just, like, can't wait to be able to separate myself from, like, my workplace and my home and just... live life again. I hope I don't die before then.
Okay, what the fuck? Why would you say that? Oh, also, we should say,
I don't
have you
know.
Had COVID this year? Knock on wood.
No.
Me too.
I mean, I don't think I have. I haven't left my house at all, really, except for one time. So if I got it, probably would have been from Adam going to the grocery store.
I have not. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, oh, I haven't gotten sick this year then too, because I think anyone who's gotten sick, you're probably like, oh my God, do I have COVID? You know, like, I haven't even gotten sick. So knock on fucking wood, must be the veganism, am I right? But,
oh man, for real.
Give it a try. Give it a try, guys. Be like the try guys.
Dibs on Keith.
Dibs on Keith, too. Did you watch the dumpling? Without a recipe.
I did.
It was good.
Yeah.
Why is Zach so bad at everything?
I don't know. But it was really funny because before we started, I was like, oh man, I want dumplings so bad. And Adam's like, I bet someone will make a vegan one. I was like, I bet Zach will make a vegan one.
When we get together.
I love it.
Like, when I come visit you, whenever I can, we should make dumplings. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I
and
love
we're gonna
dumplings.
Record
that would be so fun.
Like, 6 pods together, and we'll do video form.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Can't wait. Maybe in our next episode, when we come back in January, we will have a new list of things that we want to achieve. And you guys should write some down, too. Not, like... anything that's like, I want to get $1 million. I mean, if that's your goal and it's attainable, sure. But like, even little things like I wrote, make a really good vegan mac and cheese. I'm a person that like, I'll put the smallest things on a list just so I can check it off and be like, I accomplished something.
Hell yeah.
Today. It makes me feel so good. Well, I don't really have much else to say. I know a lot of other shit happened, but I'm trying so hard not to like dwell on this year. But also, it was the worst year, but the best year for me, which is just so insane, like I said, but...
I know. I feel so... Well, I feel not as guilty as I did in the beginning, because, like, I was like, I'm kind of thriving right now, because I'm, like, relaxing and doing yoga and stuff, and there's other people who are losing their jobs, and what? But I'm having a good time. Uh-oh. Yeah. But now I'm kind of towards the other part of it, where it's like, I fucking hate everyone. Yeah. And everyone's mean and nobody's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are fucking dumb. But
also, we got Among Us this year. Hell yeah.
Oh! Among Us was so fun. I love it. Except when I play with randos and they're like, I was playing with some random kids and my name on there is always Magpie because I think Magpie is funny. And somebody was like, Magpie is not a real name or like a real word. I'm like, yes, it is. It's a type of bird, you fucking idiot. And I'm like, why am I mad?
They're so, they're so funny right now. Like, when they don't win. They're like, you're such an idiot if you vote me out. I'm like, my
I
name's
know.
Always Porky.
I love Porky. It's so cute.
Guys, we're so thankful for you. Thanks for like listening to our podcast this year. We're obsessed with you. I'm gonna go make some vegan spinach artichoke dip now.
I'm gonna...
fart?
I think I might actually smoke some weed.
Whoa! When's the last time you did that?
It's been a couple years.
Just feeling
but
it.
But I'm like, I'm a big CBD hoe right now because I love how it makes me just like clonk out to sleep. But I'm like, I kind of want to have like a little fun. So... I'll let you know how it goes. If I have a panic attack, probably won't do it again.
Are you gonna smoke or, like, eat an edible?
No, Adam got me a couple of joints, which is, like, some low THC, just to see how it goes. Maybe I won't even get high.
Yeah, I'm trying get real high one day because when I... Oh, that's another thing. I smoked weed for the first time this year. And, like, to me, it just felt like being tipsy. But I did have this moment where I went into my bedroom with all the lights off while, like, my husband, Seth, and our friend were sitting in the living room. And it was the first time Seth's ever smoked weed, too. So it was, like, kind of fun that we got to do it together.
Cute.
He loves weed. He loves his edibles. Because he doesn't like drinking, but he, like, wants to, like, be, like, loosey-goosey and stuff. You guys are very similar. But I went into my bedroom, and I sat with my hands, like, in, like, a prayer like this, like, laced. And I just remember it feeling like my two hands became one, and they just felt like a really heavy rock. And Seth came in, and I was like, all right, I'm high. I feel it. But I want to get, like, blizzy, blazy high. So maybe I should do that when I visit Amanda. We can do it together.
We should get high. Yeah, I was going to say, let's get high and record a podcast.
We're both like, I'm freaking the fuck out. We can live stream it. Anyways, love you guys. Tell us in, like, our Instagram when we post this episode, like, three things that you loved about this year. Because we already know the fucking bad shit. And it sucks.
It sucks so a big fucking dick. Try to think of dick. Three things.
Yeah, big chewed. Like that guy that commented on me. Did the sister write him. Back?
Let me look.
Did she read it? Did she block?
Well, let's take a look. Oh, she's typing.
Oh, we have to wait. Oh, you guys, this is the best. All right, wow. We love you guys. Have a good 2021.
Thanks, guys.
Love you guys. And I love you.
I love you. That's to you. That's to you, sweetie babe. Love
Hello,
you.
Hello, my baby. All right,
Hello,
bye.
Honey. Bye.